You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into episode 19 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. The Winnipeg Jets went 3-1 over the past week and ended the week off with two heroic third period comeback victories. If this is your first time checking out the show, I'm going to recap these four games, preview the upcoming week, and hand out some awards like the hardest working Jet and the three stars of the week. So let's get into the Jets' first game of the week, a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Blues. The Winnipeg Jets picked up a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Blues. Laurent Brossoit was fantastic. I'll get into the game more in a second, but this all felt secondary to what was happening in Winnipeg that day. Gary Bettman, the NHL commissioner, and Bill Daly, the deputy commissioner, both visited Winnipeg. They held a media press conference at 5 o'clock before meeting with fans, having a fireside chat inside the arena as they were joined by Mark Chipman. Murat Atesh of The Athletic joined Hustler earlier this week to give his reactions. A ton of people on the show with Huss and Remus live every day at 1 shared their thoughts as well, so if you haven't already, go check that out for the reaction to that. As for the actual game, Sean Monahan scored again. He continues to roll. Alex Iafallo snapped a long goal drought, and that second line of Iafallo, Monahan, and Ehlers really carried the Jets to victory, along with Laurent Brossoit. If you're here with me on YouTube, you see the stats behind me. The Jets didn't win the analytical battle in this game. They got out chanced, they got out shot. The shot attempts were in the Blues' favor as well. But the Jets' second line and Laurent Brossoit made up for it, and they escaped with a huge win before they headed on a three-game road trip starting Thursday night in Dallas. Going into this game, this was hyped up as one of the most important games the Jets were going to play for the remainder of this season, and unfortunately, they came out on the losing side, a 4-1 loss to Dallas. The first period was really where the Jets lost this one. Dallas jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Dylan DeMello talked in the postgame basically saying that they gave them those three goals, a lot of giveaways, poor puck management, a bad line change, and Dallas jumped out to an early lead. The second period was more of Winnipeg's game. Vladislav Nemeskov snapped a long goalless drought as well, but then in the third period, Dallas came storming back and just dominated play, and the Jets ultimately fell short and fall to 0-3 against the Dallas Stars on the season. If there's one team in the NHL that's been the Jets' kryptonite this season, it's been Dallas, and that was no different on Thursday night. The Dallas Stars earned a ton of power plays in the third period, including a 5-on-3, so the analytics for the entire game were a little skewed, so I chose to include the 5-on-5 analytics in the graphic you are seeing behind me. The expected goals, 3.06 to 1.65 in Dallas's favor. The high danger chances, 17-6. I mean, the Jets got thoroughly outplayed on this night. And against a team like Dallas, a team that you'll have to see in the playoffs, it's definitely not a good sign. The Jets do have one more game against Dallas this season. That one is in Dallas in the month of April. That one will be hyped up. Maybe the one seed in the Central will be on the line again, as it was in this night. But ultimately, the Jets fall short, heading into their back-to-back on the weekend. And that brings us to one of the most thrilling games that we've seen out of the Winnipeg Jets this season. The first 40 minutes were hardly thrilling. The Jets were down 3-0, getting outplayed. The first period was a little bit more even, but again, puck management, a few bad changes here and there, and Carolina jumped out to a 3-0 lead, very similar to the Dallas game. But in the third period, the Jets reunited the top line of Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele, and Nikolaj Ehlers, and they got right to work. The Jets even erased that three-goal lead in just over 4 minutes of play. Mark Scheifele tied it up on the power play, and then Sean Monahan scored with just over 3 minutes left to give the Jets a 4-3 lead. Kochetkov, the goalie for the Hurricanes, came out to make a play on a puck that was around the hash marks. He got the poke check, but it ended up right on Monahan's stick. He just had to get the puck around a Hurricanes defender, and he did. A huge goal and their fourth unanswered at the time to give them the lead. They shut it down. They add an empty net goal. Nino Niederreiter scores his second of the game against his former team, and the Jets come away with one of their most impressive victories of the season, given the sheer dominance of that third period, and that set up Sunday's game against the Buffalo Sabres. One thing to note on the health side of things is that Gabriel Vilardi actually didn't play this game. He didn't play the third period in the Dallas game due to an upper body injury, and he was sent back to Winnipeg to be further reevaluated. We should expect some more news coming when the Jets return home. They next play Tuesday at home against the Seattle Kraken, so expect to hear some news on Vilardi then. Brendan Dillon didn't play this game as he was out with an illness, but he returned the very next day. And Cole Perfetti also didn't play, but he was a healthy scratch. Bonus in the postgame alluded to him needing a mental reset. He hasn't been producing much. He'd been demoted to the fourth line recently. A younger player, a bright star in Winnipeg's future, but right now he's struggling. He needed the mental reset, and he actually picked up an assist on the game-winning goal in the game against Buffalo. So let's get into that one, a 5-2 victory for Winnipeg. The score may not have reflected it through the first 40 minutes, but the Jets absolutely carried their dominant play from the third period in Carolina into this game. As you can see, they dominated the analytics, over 4 expected goals, and Buffalo only had 1.6. Just an unbelievable performance from Winnipeg. The depth came through. Cole Perfetti was back in the lineup. Brendan Dillon was back in the lineup. Both those players had great games. Nino Niederreiter scored again, his third goal in 2 games. Josh Morrissey scored a goal, a massive one, to tie the game at 2 in the third period. And then Morgan Barron scored his first goal in 8 games. That was the game winner. Cole Perfetti picked up the primary assist on that one, chipping the puck out to center ice. And Barron beat the Sabres goaltender high over the glove side. And then Vladislav Nemeskov and Sean Monahan picked up empty net goals. And the Jets take 4 points out of their back-to-back over the weekend, despite the fact they trailed going into the third period in both games. Incredible comebacks in both games. They were impressive equally in their own way. The Carolina one, they didn't have much going and really turned it on in the third because of some deployment changes. The Buffalo game, they stuck with it. They were dominant in the first 40 minutes and just carried it through to the last 20. And Rick Bowness was asked after the Buffalo game on his team's ability to complete these comebacks. Obviously, different circumstances. Carolina, a much bigger deficit in that one. Buffalo just kind of stuck to their game plan. But here's what he had to say on his team's ability to not give up after 40 minutes.
There's no quit. There's a lot of fight in this group. And again, like the third periods in the 3 games are totally different. We weren't happy and that happy in Dallas. But we knew last night in yesterday afternoon in Carolina, we were playing well. Stay with it. And the same as tonight. I know we're down 2-1, but we're playing really well. We were playing fast. We were creating turnovers. We were creating chances. Just stay in the fight.
And there it is, Rick Bowness on his team's ability to complete these improbable comebacks. They really have been a joy to watch. The team really flipping the switch there in the third period.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
But now it is time for everyone's favorite part of the episode, the hardest working Jet and the 3 stars of the week. But before we do that, hit the thumbs up button below, hit the subscribe button, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss videos like this from Winnipeg Sports Talk in the future. Let's get into the hardest working Jet. My hardest working Jet of the week is the Winnipeg Jets top line center, Mark Scheifele. In that Carolina game, the Jets were down 3-0. Like I said, Nikolaj Ehlers promoted to that top line, and there was a shift early in the third period where Scheifele's battling for a puck in the corner, and he fought his way down the wall into the corner and even behind the net before he won a battle. Nikolaj Ehlers picked it up, got it to Kyle Connor, and Connor scored. That play shifted the momentum entirely, and Scheifele carried that into the Buffalo game. He was playing angry, and when Scheifele's playing angry and defensively and offensively motivated, he is a top-line center in every sense of the word. He's my hardest-working Jet on episode 19 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Nino Niederreiter is my third star of the week. I've talked all year on these shows about how consistent that third line is, and in the Carolina game, they actually provided some offense as well. Niederreiter's been consistent his entire career, hitting 20 goals or more. He's about to hit that mark again. In the Carolina game, though, against his former team, he had the 2 goals. The second one was a big one, and then he scores the empty netter to finish it off. And then in the Buffalo game, he opens the scoring off a nice pass from Josh Morrissey. He deflects a puck that's in his feet, scores the goal, and he's got 3 goals in his last 2 games. He's a streaky scorer, but when he's hot, he's hot. Nino Niederreiter is my third star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. And making his debut on Winnipeg Jets Weekly, my second star of the week is Sean Monahan. He had 3 goals this week. Obviously, the biggest one of the week was against Carolina. Gave the Jets the lead with just over 3 minutes remaining. A really nice play. Puck support. Nemeskov got the puck poked off of him by the goaltender who was at the hash marks. And then Monahan calmly steps around the defender and puts it home, giving the Jets a 4-3 lead. And then in the Buffalo game, he did get an empty netter. But he was up there for my hardest working Jet of the week this week as well. Mark Scheifele just beat him out in that. But Monahan, my second star of the week, 3 goals and one of the hardest workers. We've got a back-to-back winner on Winnipeg Jets Weekly because once again, Josh Morrissey is my first star of the week. Over the last 8 games, over these last 2 weeks, he's got 14 assists and the 1 goal he scored against the Buffalo Sabres. Here's what Morgan Barron had to say about what he's seen out of Morrissey as of late, and especially that goal in the Buffalo game.
It's pretty unbelievable. Obviously it seemed like he was making plays happen and getting assists on, you know, almost every time he touched the puck lately. But for him to score that big goal tonight, well, you know, I think there's a stick across his torso and the ref had his hand up. It's, you know, it's not easy to do, but kind of come to expect it from him, to be honest with you.
And there it is, Morgan Barron saying what we're all thinking. We're all getting used to Josh Morrissey's dominance at this point. And Rick Bowness even told Dan Robertson before the Dallas game this week that Josh Morrissey's playing the best hockey of his career. And I'd have to agree. I mean, 15 points in his last 8 games. He's even playing a stronger all-around game this year, stronger in his own end. And in this Buffalo game, we saw him take this game over in a way that we haven't seen out of a Jet this season. One of the strongest individual performances I've seen, not only this year, but out of Josh Morrissey's career in total. That was enough to earn him the first star of the week. Josh Morrissey, back-to-back winner of the first star of the week award here on episode 19 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Now let's get into the upcoming schedule for the Winnipeg Jets. But before we do that, make sure you're dropping a comment below. Do you agree with my choices for the hardest working Jet for the 3 stars of the week? I don't know if I'll hear an argument other than Josh Morrissey for the first star, but for the other ones, definitely a lot up for interpretation, a lot of strong performances this week. And while you're down there, drop a like, drop a thumbs up. Let's get into the upcoming schedule. The Jets are going to return home on Tuesday night against the Seattle Kraken. That'll be the first game of a home-and-home series, as Friday, March 8th, they will take on the Seattle Kraken in Seattle. That day also, of course, is the NHL's trade deadline day. A lot of news on that day. Will the Winnipeg Jets make a move? Stay glued to Winnipeg Sports Talk all week long. Huss and Remus going live every day at 1 p.m. They'll have all the coverage for you. And then Saturday night, a rematch. The Jets just beat the Canucks a few weeks ago 4-2 on Hockey Night in Canada. That one as well, Saturday night, 9 p.m. in Vancouver. 2 of the top teams in the NHL, both Canadian teams. It'll be Hockey Night in Canada again. That should be super, super fun. And then the week after, the Jets will kick off a homestand against Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. He's obviously chasing Wayne Gretzky's goal record. And then Wednesday night against the Nashville Predators, who are in a playoff spot and absolutely rolling right now. But next week on episode 20 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly, I'll be breaking down the 2 games against the Seattle Kraken and the Hockey Night in Canada game against the Vancouver Canucks. I'm really looking forward to it, so make sure you join me next Monday for episode 20. That's going to do it for episode 19 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Thank you so much for checking it out. And if you haven't already, make sure you're dropping a thumbs up on the video. Like I said, this is going to be a huge week for NHL news. On Friday is the trade deadline, so make sure you're tuning in to Winnipeg Sports Talk all week long. Friday, March 8th is also Winnipeg Sports Talk's 3-year anniversary. We're super excited. That's going to be a fun show, so make sure you join us. But in the meantime, enjoy the Jets games this week. I'll be back next Monday to break down the 2 games against the Kraken and the Hockey Night in Canada game against the Vancouver Canucks. I'll see you then. Have a great week, everyone.